Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Whitesnake, Is This Love? With Dean and Raj at 7:08. Kicking off Dead Guy in the Envelope, the Thursday tradition.
We have just ponderously selected a dead guy. The delicate balance of too hard, too easy.
Yeah, we'll put the name in the envelope, and you have to solve it to win Nickelback tickets. Kicks off here in about 10 minutes.
Birthday scam time.
We're going to call Lauren. We heard from her husband that they often park a car in the driveway, and they leave it there a lot. They also have a refrigerator they keep outside. It's kind of under the breezeway by the garage. And it is visible from the street, which is against the rules.
Hello?
Can I talk to Lauren, please?
Yeah, this is she.
Lauren, this is Bob Richards calling with the Homeowners Association. How are you today?
I'm fine.
I have a concern that's come up, and I wonder if you had a moment I could go over it with you.
I don't know what this is about, but yeah, I have a few minutes.
We've heard often there's a car parked in the driveway, which is against the deed restrictions here in the neighborhood, and also that there's a refrigerator that's visible from the street.
We have two cars, so there's just not room for the other car, so that's why we keep it in the driveway.
The neighborhood looks so much better when all the vehicles are in the garage.
There's no room. We have the motorcycle. We have some just other stuff in there, and there's just only room for one car in there right now. So,
wow.
Same reason we keep the fridge out there.
The fridge is beyond tacky.
Okay, that's a bit excessive. It's not seen by anyone. It's in the breezeway.
Like, well, I took a stroll by, and I could see it when I stood in from a certain angle.
From a certain angle.
Yeah. This isn't the Beverly Hillbillies, okay? We like to have a nice...
Okay, nice, that's really excessive.
People like, who put their appliances outside,
like
that's really rednecky.
It is not rednecky.
A little bit.
It's actually very convenient. It's near
the pool.
Why
don't you clean out the garage?
Okay, and first of all, that is not the homeowner's business about what we keep in
our... Are you a hoarder?
Excuse me?
Are you hoarding? Is that why you don't have room for the car?
No, I am not a hoarder. What? I have multiple vehicles. I have a car and I have a motorcycle, so there's no room. So that's why we have the other car.
And throw the fridge away.
Okay. We were going to move it in one place. We realized there was no room for it to fit. So we came up with a good option, sitting it in the breezeway. It's out of sight. And we keep drinks in it when we're out by the pool, so we don't have to keep running back and forth.
That's not safe, by the way, for kids in the neighborhood. You're supposed to actually tie a rope and rope the door down so no one can open it.
Are you kidding me? Nobody ropes a refrigerator down.
I can call Child Protective Services on you.
Wait, what are you talking about? This is insanity. No.
Is there any beer in it? What kind of beer?
Is there beer in it?
Yeah, what kind of beer do you have?
That's none of your business what kind of beer I have. What the hell?
If you keep some Heinies in there for me, maybe I'll let it slide. I just come by every now and then.
You are out of line.
Myself.
You are out of line. You are out of line. I will be writing a very big. No, yeah.
Lauren?
What?
This isn't the Homeowners Association. It's Dean and Raj with the birthday scam. Jeremy asked us to call you. Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to get him.
I can't believe you keep an actual working fridge outside like that.
We are going to come and get a beer.
You can have his, because I'm going to give away all of his beer at this point.
Well, you're a great sport. You have a happy birthday, okay?
Thank you.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.